Hare Krishna. I have a question here from Karuneshwari Devidasi from Ireland, and she says, a question I keep encountering when preaching to new agers is in regard to the idea of humility and thinking oneself to be lower than the straw in the street. The general response is that no one is any better or worse than anyone else. The idea of feeling lowly and humble is something which isn't understood. Could you explain, please, why one should consider oneself to be more fallen than other living beings? The New Agers seem to see humility as a threat to the idea of equality. This last sentence, I think, encapsulates the question. And I begin by asking the question, is where is this so-called equality? Where is the equality amongst all living entities, or even just say human beings? You don't see equality. If I look at the physical body of people, I don't see that they're all equal. I see that some people are faster than others, and bigger than others, and fatter than others, and slimmer than others, stronger than others. Certainly you don't see physical equality. And if we go in a little more subtle investigation, then we see that people have different intellectual capacities. Someone's smarter than others. Some people have an inclination for mathematics, others don't. Some people are by nature good managers, others can't manage themselves out of a paper bag. Where is the equality in terms of the individual intellectual ability? It's just not there. So what is it they're talking about that's equal? And then they may take one more step down and say, well, our intrinsic inner nature, we're equal, or in our Krishna conscious context, spiritually we're equal, the soul is equal. But I'm experiencing my existence, I'm conscious of my awareness, which is a sign of the soul, and so are so many other living entities, but they're all conscious of something different. And for there's a difference there, not a equality. And I feel myself to be distinct from others as well. But take this in a more scriptural approach rather than this type of empiric approach. And what the scriptures tell us? Scriptures tell us that even on the liberated platform, even on the spiritual platform, living entities have unique, different relationships with Krishna, with God. They're not all equal. Some are in Vayodhya, some are in Vaikuntha, some are in Goloka, some are cows, some are gopis, some are trees, some are peacocks. They have different services and different relationships with Krishna. Where is this equality? This equality is not there. Of course, you can go down to the very basic physical level and say, well, the physical bodies are ultimately made of the same substance, of the same material elements. And sure, they're made of material elements, but as soon as you put those material elements together and they start functioning as a human being, then immediately they become different. Similarly, on the spiritual platform, we may be Satchitananda, and in that way, there's a sense of equality, but that Satchitananda expresses all kinds of unlimited variety and difference. So actually, real difference, what we see everywhere, and we don't see equality. So therefore, why should we practice humility? Just for this very same reason that we have this misconception that we're equal to God. Not only are we equal to each other, but actually we are also equal to God, which we're not. We're just tiny little entities, and he's unlimitedly great. Yet somehow or another, we fell under this misconception that we are equal to him. And in order to rectify that misconception, we need to change our mentality. We need to recognize that in relationship to God, we are all nothing. And if we all think that we are all nothing, then we will actually find our true nature, and we will find true equality there as all being Nitya Krishna Das, as all being Krishna's eternal servants. And while we will continue to remain different, some greater and some smaller, but comparatively in relationship to God, yes, it appears that we're all the same. Just like in comparison to the height of the sky, a bush or a tree ultimately looks the same. And in comparison to God, yes, we are in magnitude the size of an atom, very, very small. So if we practice this humility by recognizing that God is present in everyone and everything, cultivate this feeling of insignificance, then we'll really come to understand who we are, and all of our unique, diverse qualities will find harmony by our connection with one Supreme Lord, and our identities as His eternal servants and engaging His service will give us that sense of real equality. Hare Krishna.